You're listening to Strictly Business Podcast with Lindsay Williams.
The JSE has closed its doors for another day and another week, so it's time for the 5 o'clock shadow. And tonight I'm talking to Nick Kunzer from Sunland Private Wealth. It's been a hell of a week, Nick, and I've just been scribbling a few notes here. Okay, because we have to do a stock take here. The stock market is mature.
Yeah, let's put things in context.
Let's put them into context. So you can scribble as well. But this is what I've scribbled. The stock market is mature. It's been maturing since 2008. It's gone through the roof when the S&P was 666. Inflation is rising. We flagged that on this show at the end of 2020. And I don't say we were poo-pooed, but certainly we went out on a limb, but we've been proved right. Interest rates are rising, and they are going to rise. And when I say rising, if you look at mortgage rates in the United States, you're going to be paying between 0.5 and 0.75% higher for your mortgage, even though the Fed funds rate hasn't been raised. So there's anticipatory rising from, for example, the mortgage lending business. Certain earnings are starting to plateau in the United States, as evidenced by Peloton and Netflix, and there'll be some more as well. So, yeah, and if you put geopolitics as the icing on this very unpalatable cake, then you've got some problems. It's not a perfect storm, but it's a bit of a storm. What do you think?
Yeah, I agree with all of the above, and I think also to add how quickly things change, because at the start of the first trading day of the year, the S&P 500 had hit an all-time high. And certainly what was dominating the airways for the last 2 years with COVID, I mean, every single day you have a running tally of how many deaths, how many infections worldwide, who's locking down where. All of a sudden now going into sort of, the third semester of all of that, it's on the back foot almost. You know, it's not even the front page news. Now, all of a sudden, you know, I think we get to sink our teeth into the real stuff, as you said, the economy, interest rates, inflation, central banks, and what is changing. And I think we're having a real paradigm shift because, inflation and interest rates and the price of your tenure, et cetera, these things that dominate your value of money in the world is all of a sudden coming to the fore. And things are changing, and they're changing quickly. I mean, as you said, to throw it on top in the middle of an earnings season where all of a sudden the earnings are starting to come out a little bit light and possibly growth is slowing, it does put us, all of us, and especially money managers, in a bit of conundrum. It's like, where do you put your money now? Because things are changing, and it's been a decade and a bit of easy money, and money all of a sudden is now not so easy.
No, it's not, and it will continue to get less easy as well. The point is that I think as well, which is important contextually, is that value stocks have been gaining against growth stocks for quite a while now, and that was in anticipation of interest rates rising. Will it continue? Will all the things that I've just scribbled verbally, will those scribbles continue, or is this just a moment in time and it'll be just like it was before by any dip? What do you think? Is this the start of something? Because when things start, they can go on, Nick. They can gather momentum.
I mean, you talk about the same as it was before, but better part of a decade, things haven't really been normal. You've had this unprecedented monetary easing by central banks where they are buying, you know, long-dated bonds of up to an astronomical amount every single month. The Bank of Japan, the Bank of England, the Bank of the ECB, and the biggest one of all of them, the Fed. So things have really been normal. And in fact, I mean, the headline numbers at the start of this week, I think it was on Tuesday, were hurrah, hurrah. The German 10-year just went positive from negative. I mean, when was that ever supposed to be a headline? against that backdrop, things haven't been normal. And I think they are turning to normal. Can you buy the dip again? I don't know. But I think I'm looking forward to the fact that maybe we actually start getting back to, in inverted commas, some sense of financial normality. When we don't have negative yielding bonds, we start studying, you know, what companies' earnings are like, how much, you know, what is your interest rates, what's your yield curves, what's your forward price projections, and we start actually getting back to analyzing things that we should be doing rather than sort of waiting for the Powell put. Every time the market drops 3-4%, they're going to step in. And if this week's anything to go by, Lindsay, I mean, the Nasdaq is now down about 13% from its highs, and it's actually quite a significant pullback. That's quite a number,
hugely,
in the space of 10, 11 trade.
I have to talk about the volatility because you are a very shrewd analyzer of the VIX, which stands for Volatility Index. Now, at around about, around about 3 o'clock South African time, the S&P futures were flirting with unchanged. Then they fell by to the tune of 0.6%. They rallied up again to being only down 0.1%. As I look at my screen now, they're down 0.8%. So the volatility index must be in the mid-20s, surely.
Yeah, it's actually as elevated as I've seen in a while, 27.01%. That's up 5% on the day, but considering it's been hovering around the mid-teens for the better part of 5 years, historically should be around 22% as its long-term historical norm. And if you look at the VSTOXX, which is the volatility index of the EuroStoxx 50, so the European biggest companies, that's also escalated quite significantly. And I think that's also telling a story, exactly what you pointed out. And in fact, there was actually a stat out the last 2 days. So the S&P 500 was up a percent on the open and it closed down more than a percent. That was yesterday. And of course, the day before as well. So Wednesday's trade, down a percent, closed, went up a percent and closed down a percent again. That hasn't happened for 20 years. So you're right. Volatility, implied volatility, is picking up. And I think that's going to definitely be a theme for this year. We're going to have these wild swings. And it normally indicates a change in trend, as you rightly pointed out a number of times. And we're at that point now. Keep an eye on this VIX because it is elevated. And I guess it's one of those sort of hang on your seatbelts at the moment.
And just before we get on to the nitty-gritty of the daily action, particularly on the JSE Securities Exchange, do you think this might mark the year of people looking back and saying, do you remember NFTs? Do you remember cryptocurrencies? Mm. Or am I just being fanciful here?
Look, I don't know about NFTs and a few of these other sort of buzz things, but certainly I think people are going to evaluate what is risk this year. And all this hot money and cheap money has plowed into risky assets. You know, people have been rewarded for taking risk, and nothing was more risky than cryptos and NFTs and these high-flying growth shares that didn't make money. And as you've seen the last few days, a significant pullback in risk, and you have to put things like cryptos in that risk asset. And I think it's just reiterating the fact that nothing is risk-free at the moment. And you're right. I think we'll look back this year and say this was the year that certainly some air has been taken out of these sort of high-flying risk assets.
Indeed. It's been the day of the retailers on the JSE Securities Exchange, certainly when it comes to the Stock Exchange News Service. Truworths, Fashini and Mr. Price coming up with trading updates with varying degrees of success. But certainly none of them down on the day. I mean, I think Truworths was down a couple of percent on the opening, but has clawed its way back into the positive on a very negative day. But retailers seem to be holding up remarkably well.
Remarkably well. And that kind of flies against what we're looking at in South Africa as well. You know, a lot of us are concerned that the South African Reserve Bank, which meets next week and is factored into raise rates yet again, second time in a row, you know, rising interest rates are typically not great for the consumer, and certainly, you know, fairly indebted consumers, I understand, in South Africa. But certainly these retailers have been surprising. I mean, really, and not just the earnings that have come in line, it's also been the outlook, Lindsay. You know, they've come off a very low base, granted, and we've had our own shenanigans to deal with looting in July and a few others, and obviously the lockdowns. But it's solid, just really the outlook's been fairly decent, and for now the it looks like the consumer is doing okay. And I think that's been reflected if you look at where our market is. You know, we mentioned the NASDAQ down 12-13% year to date. JSE All Share down what is actually up 1.5%. So certainly money, again, and I keep saying this, you know, maybe a bit of normality. South African shares are cheap in relative to other emerging markets. So it looks like some people agree and they're buying a bit of value, and it's so far it's working out. But solid set of numbers from all the retailers, actually. And taking off that disappointing number from Woolies yesterday, the other lot has certainly come back and they've been decent.
S&P was down 0.6% when we started to talk. It's now down 0.9%. The low of the day has been 4,429.50. It's now just 3.5 points above that. It's down nearly 1% on the day. It's all over the place. I wouldn't even consider having a bet with you on where it could end, because it could end up 1.5% on the day. Who knows? There could be a vacuum of selling when it gets to the low levels and they don't find any stop losses or whatever, but it's all over the place. It's quite extraordinary what's going on at the moment, and the VIX will probably end at close to 30%. That's the only thing I can predict. Nick, let's any other corporate news on the JSE that I've missed out on, apart from those retailers?
No, and we can touch on it later, but it's all about the US corporates. You know, with we had Peloton yesterday and the high-flying Netflix last night, and today it's down 21% today, and it's a $280 billion market cap. So when that drop, when a stock like that drops 20%, you understand why the Nasdaq is getting a knock.
Yeah, exactly. There are some great stocks on the Nasdaq, but the high flyers are high flyers for a fleeting moment sometimes. And they wanted to add 8.5 million subscribers, but they only added 2.5 million. It's just saturation now, isn't it? How many series can you watch? I mean, the weekend, for example, do you get onto Netflix or Amazon Prime or any of the others, BBC iPlayer, and do you watch things back to back? Probably not, because you've got a young son and a family.
No, we do. Funny enough, we actually do subscribe to most of them. I mean, we got hooked on it with during lockdown. You know, we couldn't leave the house, and we subscribed to Netflix. We subscribed to Amazon Prime. Locally, we've got MultiChoice. It's got its own streaming service as well.
Yes.
But I think it's this saturation, Lindsay. I mean, how many times, you know, you filter through and try to find, I mean, how many series can you churn out per week? And don't forget all of these, that, you know, Netflix are talking about loading up a new film every single week, once a week. It's 52 films. That costs money.
Yeah.
And Netflix's cash burn rate is through the roof. So it really is a reminder. And then once again, if you're burning through cash that quickly, and you're not, and you're certainly to a certain extent teetering between profit and loss, if rates are going up quite aggressively, that it's not a good scenario for you as a, you know, just trying to break even. And that's why we're seeing these guys getting hit quite hard. And yesterday was the turn of Peloton. I mean, Peloton was another, in inverted commas, lockdown stock. Yeah. That stock was down 25% yesterday, a quarter of its value. It's now under its IPO listing price during the peak of the lockdown.
What was the high on Netflix, out of interest? I think it was 700 or something, and it's now below 400. Is that the case? Just please indulge me on this one. I love statistics.
Yeah, Netflix is, let's have a look here, but it was, you're right, it has been a big move, and it's had its lunch sort of been eaten recently, hasn't it, with the likes of
Disney,
Walt Disney coming in with the, yeah, that was one of them. So Netflix currently now is down, it's low of the session actually, it's trading $386 at the moment. That's down 24% on the day,
yeah.
And the previous high, well, actually, wow.
700,
the 52-week high was 700 on the 17th of November.
There you go.
That is not even – that is 2 months ago.
That's really scary. I mean, I'm laughing. I don't want people to lose money, but they mustn't get sucked into these things, especially when the barriers to entry – okay, they're high, but not if you're Disney and not if you're Amazon. They're not high.
Well, not if you're Disney, which owns most of your back catalogue anyway, from, you know, decades of producing movies.
Okay, let's have a look at the spot prices. Dollar rand 15.14. British pound against the rand is 20.53. Euro rand is 17.19. Euro dollar is 113.50, which is a slightly stronger euro, slightly weaker US dollar. Commodities, the gold price, 18.37, down just about $6 an ounce. Platinum is up 14 to 10.42. And palladium is doing very well indeed. Thank you very much. Up $56 to $2,126. The oil price, $87.11 per barrel for Brent crude, down 1.4%. And West Texas is $84.34, also down 1.4%. On the other hand, though, natural gas is up 2.25% at the moment. The US 10-year Treasury yield, very strange. It was nearly 190 about 36 hours ago. It's now 1.75%, or just below that. The South African 10-year bond yield has gone through the floor, and so therefore bond prices going through the roof, 9.24%. And Bitcoin, Not a great story. 24 hours down 10 2/3%. In fact, it's 1066, 10.66%. Battle of Hastings for the Bitcoin, 38,395. And lest we forget, its peak, which was relatively recently, Nick, 67,300 or something, coming up to halving. And people want this to be a reserve currency and a store of value and a fungible asset that you can go into a shop and say, there's my Bitcoin token. Can I buy this car, please? What a lot of nonsense.
Yeah, it's not going to happen, is it? I mean,
no.
If you are a business or an exporter and you work in multiple jurisdictions and you need to hedge your trading from one day to the next for your currencies or your imports and your exports, you can't have a moving target of 10% per day. It's never going to happen.
No, it's not. And I'm not laughing because I don't want people to lose money. But on the other hand, just do your homework before you get sucked in to this sort of thing. Nick, the movers on the JSE today, according to my screen, which should be updated now. Alphamin stories. We were talking about that with David yesterday, David Shapiro. Alphamin, incredible. It was at one stage up 40% to about 28 rand a share. Currently still doing very well, 12.5% higher. TFG, that's the Fashini Group, up 4.2%.
It actually traded 50 rand at one point.
Someone you know must be doing very well out of that. TFG up 4.2%. Mr. Price up 3.5%. Montauk Renewables up 3.5% as well. Spar, another retailer in the four today, maybe hanging on the coattails of the other ones, 2.2% higher nearly. On the downside, Bytes down 7.3%, Motus down 4.4%, BHP Group is a nearly 4.4% loser. Richemont, after a really good start to the week, has ended the week on a bit of a sour note, down 3.7%, and Woolies down 3 2/3%. Woolies looks vulnerable to me, Nick.
It does, and if you compare it like you have to, I mean, you have to look at the other retailers to get an idea of compare apples with apples. Just generally, it was disappointing. I've seen a couple of upbeat notes talking about the Aussie operations and David Jones slowly sort of looking like it's coming right, but it wasn't. I mean, that was a stretch. I mean, you really had to look for the good news. Whereas, as you had the Fushini Group and Mr. Price coming out today, there wasn't really much to be disappointed about. We have to say Woolies it was. So, that whole basket, you'd have to say Woolies are still battling with that Aussie operation. And at some point, I think they're going to have to cut their losses at some point.
Yes, they'll have to and focus on what they're very, very good at and keep it geographically composed, if you see what I mean. Okay, Nick, give us...
I'm just giggling to myself. Deutsche Bank have just come out with a sell on Netflix.
Really? So they were selling 2 days ago, and then they said, okay, well, you must sell as well. Exactly. And of course, they would never, ever do that. Nick, give us closing JSE indices, please, plus Live Wall Street, plus the value traded.
Well, I must tell you, Lindsay, it didn't feel this bad, but I mean, it's quite an ugly close. But for the JSE All Share, I didn't realize we were down this much. But anyway, we are. 1,400 points down exactly 2.01%. That's your JSE top 40. Ouch. The All Share down 1.83%. Yeah, so it's pretty horrid day. Just to put things in perspective, though, we are still on the JSE All Share up 1.58% year to date. Now compare that with the NASDAQ down 13%. So we're still holding out quite nicely. So put that into context.
Yes.
A little bit to the upside. Utilities were firm about 3.45%. Energy was firm about 0.15%. Those will be your retailers. Retailers all up, as you pointed out, on the day. We have been led lower, though, by healthcare down 10 basis points. Financials had a bit of a tough day, down 0.43%. Industrials down 1.05%. Tech shares down 2.25%. And all the materials had a really tough day. I mean, I'm looking at my screen now. African Rainbow Capital Investments down almost 10%. ArcelorMittal down 5%. DRD Gold on 4, BHP Billiton, the heavyweight, down 4.3. So overall, a bit of a soggy day, but not as bad from the start of the year as we're seeing on Wall Street. Wall Street, NASDAQ, low of the session, down currently 1.52%. down at 14,600. S&Ps also can't hold, down 1.02%, now down more than a percent. And as you pointed out, there's still a little – yeah, but there is still a little bit of, I guess, not as down as much, that sort of people holding on to, back into value, with the Dow Jones Industrials just down – I say just down 0.5%. Overall, value traded, just don't know where everyone is. I mean, I actually noticed in the office, Lindsay, the phone hardly rang today, which was unusual. 15.6 billion value traded. Very, very thin day.
Okay, well, that's good news. It's down on a thin day. That's good. I'm just looking at S&P. It's currently, yeah, it's beaten today's lows and yesterday's lows. 44.24, down 1.2%, 44.22 now. It's almost like these stop losses are being hit. But as I said earlier on, don't get too sucked into this, because if there's a sudden selling vacuum and the bids come in, it could easily be unchanged on the day. But anyway, at the moment, down 1.1%. Nick, thanks so much for your contribution tonight and all week. Nick Kunze is from Sanlam Private Wealth in Johannesburg. And that was the 5 o'clock shadow. The views and opinions expressed in these podcasts are those of Lindsay Williams and various contributors and do not reflect the policy, position, or opinion of any other agency, organization, employer, or company associated with strictlybusinesspodcast.com. Assumptions made on the analyses are not reflective of the position of any other entity other than the speaker or the author. And since we are critically thinking human beings, these views are always subject to change, revision, and rethinking at any time. Please do not hold us to them in perpetuity.